Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes or so, we have a preeminent astrophysicist, meteorologist, Piers Corbin. WeatherAction.com. And we appreciate him joining us. Okay, in the two segments we've got left, the short one and the longer one coming up, specifically the fraud of these scientists. I mean, you see them, you're in England, you're around them, but this is exposed fraud throughout the United Nations system where they went out and recruited, and those documents are now public for those that don't know, and created a premeditated fraud.
Yeah. Well, as a scientist, I find it utterly reprehensible, and I'm astounded by the depth of it. Just choosing data sets in New Zealand and Russia, just meddling with parameters to adjust actual measured data or losing actual measured data when they produce their so-called world forecast. I mean, as far as we're concerned, not world forecast, world data set, as far as we're concerned, the data set produced for the world by the Climate Research Unit of the University of East Anglia is rubbish, and we're never going to use it again. We're instead going to try and use satellite data and work with other scientists around the world in order to try and develop an accurate data set of what happened in the past, which would improve our long-range forecast of climate. And if anything, of course, it would make our projections of cooling into even more cooling.
What does this do?
What should be done with the scientists? I think all those involved in this fraudulent activity should be sacked. And we have to demand that governments do accountable and evidence-based science and policy making.
By accountable, their data needs to be public. I mean, that was the big flag from the East Anglia facility, is that they wouldn't ever let anybody see their raw data. Now they've destroyed the data. They said they're going to give us cook.
Well, that's right. Yeah, some of the data was available, but they had these computer codes which they used to allow for various things, as they put it, to make it more accurate. Well, actually, of course, they were doing the opposite, which is why they didn't want to show what they were up to. And we should take our hats off to the guys who released it. However, I think it's quite likely it was actually an inside job, and they were releasing the data in the manner they had in order to try and say that it isn't accurate and can't be trusted, because if they had have released it under the Freedom of Information Act, then we would have been able to quiz these guys directly. Instead, one of them has stepped down for the time being, so he can't be asked anything. So I'm very suspicious of the whole thing, but it is now clear that it is failed science based on fraudulent data, and this fraud has been activated around the whole world.
Well, the world's climate system, as you know, but for the audience who may not, is so incredibly complex that not even supercomputers can even begin to grasp it. That's why you can only look at past systems just to understand trends to forecast. Because, I mean, here's the Christian Science Monitor. Philippines force evacuation as volcano eruption threatens the cities. And, I mean, this thing is putting off more carbon dioxide than hundreds of cities will do in a decade. They admit that. But then, of course, this carbon dioxide and soot and the rest of it, the forecasters are saying, will not have a heating effect. It will have a cooling effect.
Yes, well, of course, they've got a few problems there, haven't they? The dust, indeed, does make a cooling effect, but there's many contradictions. And, of course, there's a lot of things going on which they don't understand or don't know about. I mean, there's a lot of undersea volcanoes doing a lot of things to the sea, for example. And the role of volcanoes maybe is little understood. But we are understanding more about the sun, as we know very clearly, as I said before, that CO2 has no effect, no net effect. And if anything, it's temperatures that drive CO2 levels.
And we got huge volcanoes, a giant sun radiating us, all these other cosmic rays coming in, forming nuclei that form clouds. Meanwhile, some tiny trace gas that's precious to plants is being listed as a chemical weapon. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Piers Corbin is a world-renowned British weather forecaster and consultant and owner of the business Weather Action, which makes weather forecasts up to a year in advance and has one of the most accurate track records out there. WeatherAction.com. And he's not just breaking down ClimateGate or Copenhagen. Before he leaves us at the end of this segment, he's going to give us his forecast in the next few months for extreme weather around the world and into the next year. And you can write it down and check on it later or go to his site and subscribe to get more detailed weather forecast in your area. Long-term weather forecasting from WeatherAction.com. And, of course, he did predict more than a decade ago the cooling trend, and that's now begun. Going back to Piers Corbin, astrophysicist, meteorologist, the list goes on and on. Sir, the mindset of these people, you've been persecuted by them, demonized. Anyone else that Dr. Tim Ball got death threats? I could barely get him to be interviewed for my film, Fall of the Republic. People get persecuted. People these are very dangerous folks. Why are they doing it?
Well, their motive, you see, if they're telling lies, there must be a reason, because we know the climate thing is a fraud. Well, what we think they want to do, and it is pretty clear, is they want to create another bubble of false value using carbon trading, which is now worth hundreds of billions of pounds a year. And through this, they hope to control the world economy, hold back development of underdeveloped countries, keep up food prices high by burning food and biofuels, and
which is a death sentence. Which is a death sentence.
Well, of course it is. It is. The result of their policies is causing starvation and food riots in a number of countries. And it's also causing, they claim, they're trying to build jobs in a low-carbon economy. But in Britain, we've got an example where a steelworks in northern England, in a place called Redcar, is closing because Tata Steel, who own it, are getting a handout for reducing carbon emissions in England. And at the same time, they're getting another handout for building so-called clean steelworks in India. So they're taking £2 billion, $2 billion, and making 1,700 workers in Britain redundant. And lo and behold, the interesting to notice that the director of the Tata Steel Energy Research Institute is Dr. Pacharai, who is also chair of the United Nations IPCC, i.e. their panel on climate change, which is promoting carbon credit schemes.
And for those that don't recognize the name, he's the guy that looks like Osama bin Laden.
yes, that's the one, yes.
So expanding on this, to put this in layman's terms, a group of crooks are in there using taxpayer money to move what's left of Western industry to third world areas where they control the population and have slave wages. It's all cold-blooded. It's like it's like Al Gore's Occidental Petroleum that he controls, being one of the worst violators of the rainforest and things that actually can be registered as some type of environmental loss, even though it can be regenerated. The point is that I've always noticed, like Maurice Strong, they are the biggest polluters. It's just utterly sick how they get away with this. And here's another example. Of the $50 billion given to General Motors, $11 billion was spent to create green factories for, quote, these better cars in Eastern Europe, in China and Brazil. U.S. taxpayers paid to have our factories shut down and moved overseas.
Yeah, it's monstrous. It's monstrous. And, of course, the consequence in America and Britain is that wages are going to be forced down and living standards are forced down. And the people that are running this whole show, Tata Steel and their sidekicks, get rich at the expense of, everywhere.
The fraud is so incredible. I mean, what we just stated is the cold, hard facts, and my mind can't believe it. Because it's just such, we're paying taxes to have our factories shut.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's mad. It's complete madness. And you see, some of the politicians probably believe they're saving the planet, but I hope that with ClimateGate they will realise actually it's a fraud. Just like when Tony Blair had his war in Iraq along with Bush. I mean, they made up stories to justify it. And they believed that any story was good because they were doing his right. Now, some of them believe that for this, but in the case of Britain, a lot of politicians now realise they were tricks and they don't like it. And it may happen this time that a lot of politicians will realise now that this is a fraud. And we'll see things change around the world, I think, in the coming year. But it won't happen by itself. We have to fight for it.
Well, I agree with you. This is devastating to them because now all the previous hockey stick frauds from Mann and Santer's fraud of just removing from the UN's own report that Mann wasn't.
That was monstrous. I mean, we knew about that at the time, but I was kind of gobsmacked. And however, when we talked about it, no one believed us. You know, it's just. But now, because of some people who have been working hard on it, it's come out.
That's a good term, godsmacked. No, I mean, that's how I feel every day. It's that they're just open criminals running around stealing, engaged in every form of mischief, and instead of them all being arrested, they're running the planet.
Well, that's right. But we're saying very clearly the scientists involved in this fraud should be sacked from their jobs and arrested, too. I mean, where there's, you know, clearly, well, you can prove which individuals have done what.
They're stealing hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer research funds.
Correct.
For quackery. Speaking of funds, you're not funded by big corporations or governments.
No, we are not. We receive nothing from governments, and you can understand why. We do receive money from farmers, and generally small businesses and sometimes larger businesses, but there's a recession, so we don't get much. And we're extremely short of money. We have a small workforce that works very hard for what we do, and farmers appreciate us, but farmers aren't well off. So, you know, anyone who wants to buy anything from us, just whack onto our website, or, of course, you can also give donations. And I'm about to give you some forecasting for the USA and Canada till December, which we're giving you free, although normally we do charge for it. But, you know, it's important stuff happening. So we're
absolutely. People can go and get great, inexpensive, what have been proven to be very accurate. Nothing's perfect, but compared to others, very accurate. There on the website, weatheraction.com. One word, weatheraction.com. Okay, in the last 5 minutes we've got, sir, give us your forecast.
Yes, important things happening in the last part, the closing, the last third of December. Basically, between the 19th and 31st, there's going to be a series of waves of severe and at times dangerous and wintry weather, both in the USA and Canada. And the main periods are going to be the 19th to 20th, and there's a lot of them, 22nd to 23rd, 25th to 27th over Christmas, so keep you indoors, and the 28th to the 30th. Now, that is especially extreme and could involve storms as extreme as the things that happened between the 17th and 19th of November around the world. That will be a simultaneous event around the world. But certainly major cold blasts and snowstorms in the USA. Certainly including the Midwest. Now, we normally have a bit more detail than this, and we will put out for that period some more details as far as we can ascertain it. And in the past, we have put out quite a lot of detail, and we'll get a bit more for this. The end part of the month will be accompanied by simultaneous events around the world. And moving into January the 5th to the 8th, we'll also see quite a lot of extreme events. And again, we'll clarify the details of that on the website.
What about El Nino and precipitation? We've had less precipitation than we normally do the last 3 years on average in the U.S. Mm-hmm. A lot of forecasts we're seeing say more precipitation. Is that lining up with your research?
Well, yes. We've got to do a lot more work on American forecasts because our most skill is Britain, Ireland, and Europe. And there's going to be simultaneous events. You can get them free if you look on in Europe too, as happening in America. Main driver or the pattern, the most significant pattern in America, is a kind of 60-year cycle, which is about the what's called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's about the flow and temperature of the.
Yeah, the last drought was in the early 50s, and I mean the really bad one, and now we've had another drought. 60 years later.
Well, that's right, you see. That's about 60 years later, you see. And these are driven, or, well, let's say, what happens in the Pacific is part of the climate system which gives these things. And that climate system, the 60-year cycle, can be understood in terms of the lunar modulation of the magnetic cycle of the sun. And this is explained on our website in various documents. And if people can't find it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the moon drives the ocean. It blocks out solar radiation.
That's right. It interferes with the solar wind. So the plane of the moon's orbit has a period of about, it rotates around the sun every 18.
But according to the UN, the sun, the moon, nothing.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, you know, they have a mission to con us.
But the cons are so big to say polar bears can't swim, their numbers are down when it's a
polar bears are doing very well, actually. Polar bears are doing extremely well. And anyway, polar bears did very well during, between 10,000 years ago and 1,000 years ago when the world was warmer. And, you know, the Eskimos and so on were perfectly happy then. So for them to say they're feeling threatened is complete nonsense. It is utter rubbish. It's a pack of lies.
It is. It's utter rubbish to say that the sun doesn't affect climate. And they actually say that.
Yeah,
well, this has been an amazing interview with Piers Corbin, weatheraction.com, our website's InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I look forward to talking to you many times in the future, sir.
Good.
Keep up
Thank
your
you
great work.
Great, great.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Cheers to you, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good Christmas. It's just incredible fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We're just fighting it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,104.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,135.16, $567.58 for a half ounce, or $283.79 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,135.16, $568.58, or $283.79.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-390-1240. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-390-1240. That's 1-800-390-1240. 1-800-390-1240.
Documentaries that penguins are drowning and that polar bears are drowning. They actually say it. for years. I saw it again 2-3 weeks ago on KXAN locally in Austin. I've seen speeches at the Copenhagen event in the last week, and I'm hardly even watching it, where they're saying the polar bears will all disappear. They've got giant billboards up saying, don't let the polar bears die, and giant billboards of a little girl saying, please don't let me drown. They're telling kids the ocean, like the day after tomorrow, funded by globalists, is going to come crashing over with 500-foot waves, knocking over the Empire State Building. I mean, it's as ridiculous as saying giant flying saucers are going to land and thousands of Marvin the Martians are going to march off with ray guns if we don't pay Al Gore money. The UN on Monday came out and again countered and said the sun does not affect climate. And then millions of zombies went, the sun does not affect climate. The sun does not affect climate. Jumping off cliffs does not break your legs. Jumping in front of 18-wheelers going 100 miles an hour will not hurt you. I love Al Gore. I love being an idiot. I love being a zombie. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now, of course, it's come out, not just the White House memo, not just the Downing Street memo, but yes, it's come out in the last 2 weeks that Tony Blair, you know, this is BBC reporting, confirms that Tony Blair knew there were no WMDs. Of course they knew there were no WMDs. Of course they consciously knew and lied and went to war. Not, oh, they thought they were there and they were wrong. They knew. They lied. For 5 years, we've had the minutes of the meetings between Blair and Bush, where Bush said, we're going to do this and we've got to make it up. And they said, okay, how do we shoot down U.S. planes and blame it on Saddam? How do we stage a terror attack? This is all mainstream news. And they're like, yeah, we staged terror attacks. You know, they tried that deal where they put out the radio transmission that we're going to blow up your ship. We're going to blow up your ship in the Strait of Hormuz when a Iranian patrol boat was a mile and a half away, trying to get the people on the ship to open fire on the patrol boat. And they did it over and over and over again with Navy SEALs out there. They didn't just plan it. They did it, running around broadcasting, we're going to blow you up. And I guess the SEALs thought they were just so macho they were going to take fire on their boat. I mean, how do they get these guys to engage in this type of treason? Well, that's what tough guys do. Alex, you're just not tough. You don't know how to stage terror attacks. Because even if, you know, blowing up the World Trade Centers was killed 3,000, if we don't fight the Arabs, they're going to take over the world. And America's weak and had to be taught and had to be shown a lesson so they'd get behind defending our sovereignty and stopping the Muslims. And then in every case, the radical Muslims are funded by our government on record and used to overthrow mainline and moderate and secular governments in the Middle East and Central Asia. Yes, I know there are wild-eyed Muslims that want to chop your head off and drown their daughters because our stinking government and the British government put them in power. Our criminal government likes to deal with dictatorships. They like to deal with thugs. Yes, I get the whole Islamic fascism thing. Made in America. Made in England. Made in Israel. Did those people exist before without the globalists helping them? Yes. Yes. Kind of like an acorn existed before it was buried by a squirrel. And then watered and loved and taken care of. And then now is used to menace the West to give up all of our rights in the name of fighting the dangerous brown-skinned men that wear turbans that look funny. But then you find out it's all a Hollywood production. And you get the Homeland Security documents that we got and we broke. And it said, first people couldn't believe it. Then it came out it wasn't real. And people said, oh, I guess it's all right if veterans are the number one threat and Homeland Security is really set up for American gun owners. That is a treasonous, larcenous, treacherous, criminal, illegitimate government. It's a corporate group of crooks that have hijacked the nation. Now, I know you know that, But we better get that message out to everybody we know, or these people are going to succeed in starting World War III with the American people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Segment. He's with us for a full hour on January 30th. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. And I wanted to get him on with his perspective on Copenhagen. Of course, he worked with the National Security Agency. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country. Every time I'm watching a national security hearing in the House or Senate, I see Wayne Madsen back there taking notes. And I wanted to get him on to get his take on Copenhagen. Had no idea what his take would be. Of course, it's my take exactly, because it's just the truth. That it's a total banker takeover, but we'll get his take on that. So, see, you don't just have the climate gate coming out and people on the right saying they don't want new taxes. The left is finding out it's an IMF World Bank takeover. So we'll talk about that. Then we'll get his take on health care. It's not just in trouble with conservatives. Now the left, the head of the Democratic Party, is against it. Dean Kucinich, they say this isn't just a bailout. It's a robbery. Well, I told you that months ago. It was written by the insurance companies. We're going to get Wayne Madsen's take on that. So the more we learn about the Copenhagen Agreement, the more we learn about the health care agreement, we find out why they want to keep them secret. Because the minute you see them, you find out it's just like the banker bailout. I call it the rape out. It wasn't a bailout. They just robbed us. And so anything that happens, Republican or Democrat, will be a robbery. Wayne Madsen, good to have you on with us. We didn't have you punched up. Sorry, Wayne. Wayne, go ahead. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Okay, break down Copenhagen, break down your take on healthcare, and then I want to get your take on Russia saying they may engage in preemptive war now because of NATO and U.S. policy. Wayne Madsen.
Well, certainly with this Copenhagen thing has turned into a three-ring circus, and I think a lot of people who went over there who had justified fears that wherever they came from in the world, whether it was low-lying South Pacific islands or in the Andes where the glaciers are disappearing and their water is becoming scarcer, they all went to Copenhagen thinking something good was going to happen. They're looking there now and seeing George Soros, Hillary Clinton with, you know, billions of dollars at stake, this carbon exchange program that looks, you know, it's something like, I think the carbon exchange is something Bernie Madoff is now wishing he, you know, was out of prison and involved with. He's probably kicking himself.
Well, Ken Lay didn't invent it. I mean,
right. And so what do all these people, what have they encountered in Copenhagen but police tear gassing them, arresting them en masse, just like we saw at the anti-G8 meetings, just as we saw it at Davos and other places where these same people get together. And I think many people who are, you know, members of Greenpeace, Sierra Club, World Wildlife, you know, people, you know, concerned about the environment and the climate are looking and saying, what in the world is this mess? And, you know, to see their, you know, their supporters, you know, people from indigenous areas around the world being arrested en masse. You know, you've got Hugo Chavez going to Copenhagen, Evo Morales to Bolivia, Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua. They're looking at their fellow countrymen being arrested, and they're shaking their heads, and they're looking around. Who do they see? They see the usual suspects. Obama, I'm surprised Tony Blair, he probably wanted to be there, but he may be facing war crime charges soon. He tried to run for president of Europe, and he lost that. But it's that same crowd. They're looking around at these people who you see at all these various global meetings and are shaking their heads. They said, you know, I'm sure they're thinking this isn't a double cross. This is really like a triple cross.
That's right. They suckered the third world and said, you're going to get a bunch of loot from the West. They show up. They get the actual treaty, and it says they've got to make right at double the carbon cuts the West does, and the money's not even paid to the UN. It's paid directly to the World Bank and the IMF. I mean,
right.
That is a right. Bold fraud.
Right. And then you have Soros over there talking about special drawing rights, trying to get his hands into the IMF money. And, you know, anytime you see Soros involved with anything, you know, run for the exit because somebody's going to have their pocket picked pretty liberally. And but he's not certainly the only one. It's, you know, just this whole crowd. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, he's, you know, he's not liked by a lot of the smaller countries, the developing countries. They know he's a proxy for the United States and the U.S. allies and the banking sector. And like I say, people are just shaking their heads in Copenhagen saying how to, and then they're looking at Obama with the Nobel Peace Prize, Bernanke getting Time Person of the Year. You know, it doesn't take these people very much for
this. This is like Kurt Vonnegut satire.
Exactly. Exactly. This is something out of the bizarro world on Superman.
It really is insane. So what do you see coming out of this? An agreement to agree? Because Obama's saying he doesn't care if the world doesn't sign on. And we're going to play the speech later. He's saying he's going to go ahead and pledge the money to the World Bank to then give loan sharking rate loans to the third world. That's their assistance. The third world's already learned about that assistance.
Well, I think what we're going to see is basically gridlock out of Copenhagen. There'll be some kind of motherhood apple pie statement. You know, people will smile and say they agree to it, but there'll be a lot of world leaders leaving there, especially those from Africa, Latin America, South Pacific, Asia, shaking their heads and saying this isn't what we expected. This was typical of these big countries, the Western countries, and I think then we'll probably hear about some future meeting somewhere, and we'll get a lot of propaganda about, I don't know where it'll be, and it may be some other city. We've already been seeing them in Kyoto and Jakarta. They'll probably pick out some other city, and, you know, this is going to probably become like the Olympics. Everybody's going to try to get this climate change conference to make some money.
Shifting gears to the war, for those that don't know, maybe give them some background. Of course, the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, it's confirmed that Blair and Bush knew there were no WMDs. It's not that they screwed up and were wrong. They lied premeditatedly. They wanted the oil. They wanted the weapon sales. They wanted to box in Iran and China and Russia and get their set pieces in there for future conflicts like 888 that blew up in their face, thank God. But now more is coming out that Blair knew it was premeditated. And so there's talk of war crimes charges against him. Obama is expanding the war. What is the rest of the world saying about this?
Well, I think what we're seeing with Tony Blair, he's now going to be testifying before the Chilcot inquiry in London. We've seen already some testimonies pretty explosive out of there saying that Blair, of course, knew there was no WMDs, decided to go to war against Iraq anyway. Preemptive warfare is against the Nuremberg, what we got out of the Nuremberg trials. It's a war crime. And I think we're going to see greater calls for Tony Blair to be prosecuted in The Hague. And if that happens, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and Mr. Rumsfeld better watch out because they may be, in fact, next. Blair may set a precedent. Now, Blair's going to be testifying in public, we understand, and it'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say. But obviously, he's been caught. He's been caught with his pants down on this one. Now, he may try to get out of it by saying, he wanted to be a good ally to George Bush. And if that happens, then, of course, the onus will shift to Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney.
And notice they've been hiding out. You never see them anymore.
Yeah, Cheney was kind of active with his mouth a few months ago, but I noticed he's working on his memoirs, supposedly, and they're going to be out, apparently, in 2011. But he's probably spending a lot of time at his nice home over on the Eastern Shore of Maryland and out at his private country club community in Wyoming.
Or he's in the Darth Vader egg.
Right. Well, he has a big house he built right near the CIA headquarters in McLean, Virginia. But he's probably, being the artful dodger, he's probably going between the various homes. So in case there is any Interpol arrest warrant put out, he's probably going to be pretty hard to nab.
I don't think they're going to let Interpol go after Lord Cheney. In closing, Wayne Madsen, I want to get into health care. Now, folks, I've been telling people since we got the first versions of these bills 5-6 months ago, there's been, I don't know, more than 10 versions now. Every one of the versions was written, and their lobbyists have bragged to the Wall Street Journal, the head lobbyists for the healthcare industry and the other head lobbyists because they have consortium leaders for the insurance companies, said, we wrote this bill. Well, of course they wrote it. We're talking about 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines, 2.5 to 5% of your paycheck, depending on your tax bracket, put into a fund. All of this is going on, and it gives liability protection to the insurance companies and the doctors. It does federalize and let bureaucrats start setting the treatments for people. It cuts back on tests that are essential. This is eugenics, and now the actual socialists have discovered this. So Howard Dean is freaking out. Dennis Kucinich is freaking out. And the bill was already in trouble. Break down what's really in the bill, why we are seeing some actual honesty from the Democratic Party, some sectors of it, and what you think is going to happen with this bill, Wayne Madsen.
Well, what we saw come out of the bill was a proposal to extend Medicare benefits to people 55 and older. That was taken out. That was Joe Lieberman went after that one. We also saw another proposal to have a public option, basically emaciated. That's why the Obama administration and their congressional supporters have lost the support of people like Howard Dean, Russ Feingold, all people, I might add, who may be potential challengers to Mr. Obama in the 2012 primary. We're hearing a lot more about him maybe even having more potential challengers than Lyndon Johnson had in 68. Unpopularity over the war, this healthcare fiasco. Johnson, of course, had Eugene McCarthy and Bobby Kennedy and decided he wasn't going to run again. But Obama may face actually more challengers than Mr. Johnson did in his final term. But what we're seeing is Now we're hearing calls, you know, people will, may refuse en masse to pay the fine nationwide. These are not coming from teabaggers. These are coming from people who are on the progressive side of the Democratic Party. So it's a very interesting dynamic we're seeing here, the loud protests and, you know, talking about, you know, we'll just, you know, massively refuse to pay the fine. It's coming from the left. And I'm not sure that's what Mr. Obama bargained for. I'll tell you one guy in Washington is not very popular is Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff. I mean, there are calls for his head from some of the people on the progressive side of the Democratic Party in Congress. And I'd be surprised to see Mr. Emanuel last much past the new year.
That's right. Politico and The Hill, both D.C.-based publications for folks that aren't aware of the fact that they're not just web publications, but based out of D.C., they're both saying that Emanuel just calls up and screams at senior congressmen in a Hitlerian fashion. That is going to blow up in their face. And I've seen this with hype machines. The bigger they build something up, if it doesn't deliver, it implodes even faster. And Obama, for the last 6 months, has had the lowest approval rating of any president this far into his first year, and now he's even breaking his own records. I mean, it is a dive straight downward because people are finding out this is a warmongering, police state loving, secret arresting, rendition promoting, lobbyist hiring neocon masquerading as a communist. You and I hear people call him a communist. No, he's a corporate looter.
Right, right. And I hear a lot of people now talking about this being the third term of George W. Bush. I mean, and these are serious people. They're joking, but they're really kind of serious in making those allegations. But the other thing that's interesting is we have a federal judge now who's been assigned the Rod Blagojevich criminal case in Illinois now stating that he would not be opposed to the defense. Blagojevich's defense lawyers calling his witnesses Mr. Emanuel, and get ready for this, Mr. Obama. And on that whole thing with the selling of the Obama Senate seat, if that happens, if the president will try to invoke executive privilege, and so will probably Emanuel. I don't know how he'll do it, though, because all this happened before they were sworn in or became, you know, in case of Obama sworn in, Emanuel being appointed chief of staff. But we could have a real constitutional crisis on top of everything else. And that just does not bode well for this administration if that should occur.
Well, if that starts happening, look for Blagojevich's aircraft to blow up or for him to have a sudden aneurysm or a 72-hour brain tumor.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to see how that one goes. But we all remember the hype when Bill Clinton, of course, had to testify in the Paul Jones case with the independent prosecutor Kenneth Starr. And, you know, we had talk of a constitutional crisis there. But that certainly did not do much for Clinton's poll numbers when you had the sitting president testifying in a case like that. We may see the same thing happen to Mr. Obama and, of course, Emanuel and David Axelrod, Valerie Jarrett, and other key members of this administration.
So do you think the health care is going to pass?
I think it'll pass. I mean, it's not going to be – what we see come out isn't going to be very much. I mean, I think people who – we're hoping to see something for people who are uninsured are going to be sadly disappointed. You know, the fact is, isn't it funny that the guy that this all hinges on is Joe Lieberman, the guy who supported McCain in the last election, was Al Gore's running mate, of course, in 2000, who was put in the Senate from Connecticut because William Buckley hated the sitting Republican, Lowell Weicker, so much, he's considered too liberal. He said, I'd rather have a conservative Democrat in that seat than Lowell Weicker, and hence we got Lieberman. Lieberman is basically a Republican parading around as a Democrat. Finally, maybe some people are waking up and seeing him for what he really is.
Well, Wayne, my issue is anything they do, even if you're for socialist health care, then it better be socialist. This is not socialist. This is just another robbery. And so that's why I'm always against big government, because it always turns into a swindle. We got a minute and a half left. Russia is announcing they may preemptively use nukes if anyone gets in their business.
Well, I think obviously you're looking at NATO now coming right up to their borders. We have the NATO Secretary General, Rasmussen, who was the former Danish Prime Minister. He's a neocon. I mean, so he's gonna basically do everything on the neocon playlist. And they're looking at all this, and they're saying, well, if you're going to play hardball with us, we can play hardball back. And I think we're going to see a lot more elements that are going to look like the Cold War, but I don't think we'll ever go back to those days. But there'll be a lot of grandstanding, certainly. And, you know, the U.S. and Russia still have not agreed on the nuclear reduction, nuclear weapons reduction.
And why is the West menacing Russia?
Yeah, I mean, Obama doesn't want to do much on that, and there's a lot of complaints even out of the State Department that Obama's dragging his feet on this.
But why is the West menacing Russia?
Well, obviously, they aren't going along with the program. You know, the issue of the breakaway regions of Georgia being recognized, that's just one of many issues. And Russia now supporting the progressive governments in Latin America, that's right in what the U.S. considers its backyard, and obviously the neocons were still very much present in the Obama administration.
Okay. Wayne, we're out of time. WayneMadsenReport.com. We'll talk to you coming up January 30th. Have a great Christmas.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
truth, in exposing the war, in exposing the phony left-right paradigm. He also, I think was he the second or third place winner of our flu vaccine or slash poster contest. We said put up whatever posters you want in that contest, but a lot of people chose to expose that the flu vaccine insert said it could cause cancer, could cause brain damage, could cause neurological disorders, had mercury in it, could sterilize you or hurt your fertility, lower your fertility, create infertility. And he was just handing out the inserts at his government training camp, trying to warn his fellow students, and was assaulted by a teacher. Because in America, you don't talk to fellow slaves. Not in the lockdown prison. You're learning how to live like a Soviet. And so we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We did 4 hours yesterday at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're just doing an hour and 52 minutes today at the 8 after. When we start the second segment of the next hour, we will simulcast the last half of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And Robert Wanick is joining us, and then John Schaefer of the rock band Iced Earth is going to be joining us in studio. Great new album, so you don't want to miss that world premiere here on air for that. His lyrics are excellent. The answer to 1984 is 1776, in the Fed. Certainly the powerful new tool in the fight against the New World Order. Now, what I'm going to do when we go live at 8 after is in two segments, I'm going to play Obama's speech. I already started this, but only got like 2 minutes into it. I'm going to play his 10-minute, 42-second speech, and I'm going to try to focus and just pause it when he tells lies. The problem is everything's a lie. Everything's a fraud. And go over it. And then we can post that on YouTube and everywhere else. Of course, it will first be posted at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And we'll be simulcasting live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, why fight the traffic for holiday gifts, for business gifts, for corporate gifts, for family gifts? I know I'm not fighting traffic. We're doing stuff like making cookies and fudge and fun stuff to do with the kids and making homemade cards. That's the kind of stuff family likes anyways. Don't go out there and get yourself into a bunch of debt, folks, during the holidays. If you do have money to spend, give them PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get a trial membership, $5.95 a month. Create the username, password, and then send it as an e-card to friends and family. Six people can simultaneously log on with the passcode. So you can give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then I'm letting you know that six IP addresses can... Well, that's not how it works. It's six people can log on according to that passcode. That's how it works. And then it blocks it until the person gets off. But you can share it with some friends and family. That's my gift to you. And you can see the live TV show, the best archives of the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my other films. It's an armory of resistance. Burn them to the DivX CD. Give it to people. Or you can get free T-shirts and DVDs right now when you order Fall of the Republic, and there's a bunch of other free deals and combos at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But if you don't have the money, I really don't care. All the films are free online. Just Google the name of Fall of the Republic and watch it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.